7:40. Good morning. This Thursday, December 16, 2021, on the WSJW Morning Team Show. On Thursday mornings following the 7:30 news during the Ontario Hockey League season. Yeah, it's fun to talk Saginaw Spirit Hockey. Our local team playing right here in downtown Saginaw on home ice at the Dow Event Center and playing a couple of home games this weekend. And to help us find out about that, and of course, a Spirit update since we last talked last Thursday, we turn to you, voice of Spirit Hockey, and that's Joey Botano through telephone technology this morning, as we say. Hey, Joey, good morning to you, sir. Welcome.
Morning, Charlie.
Hey, so since we last talked, we always like to do a little recap since we last talked. Had three games, including last night. Spirit, a little rough patch. Had to snap a four-game losing streak last week. I mean, had that game last Friday, had the 3-0 lead, couldn't hold it, fell 5-3. Came back, though, the very next night, and the youngsters stepped up and got a reverse score victory over Erie, and then last night, tough one in Flint. So we've been talking about this, you know, some of the little rough spots that are not unexpected when it comes to a young team. And it seems, you tell me, in these last number of games, and throughout the season it seems to me, but since you're closer to it than I am, Joey, I mean, what, in the last three games, for example, though you were 1-2, the Spirit, 12 goals were scored. It seems the Spirit are finding the net often enough, but as you talked about and have talked about, especially with goaltender Tristan Lennox being like the most important guy, the youngsters, sometimes it's more difficult to play the defense than the offense in league. Is that where we're still at with the Spirit team?
I think so. I mean, last night the difference in the game was the turnovers in the defensive zone. And it's unfortunate because I feel like pretty much every time they turned the puck over in the defensive zone last night, it ended up in the back of the net. And that's not always the case. But it is a good lesson for the group because, you know, like I said, it's not going to go in every time like it did last night, but it could. And so when you do turn the puck over in the defensive zone, you just have to be very careful about that. And a team like Flint, they have a lot of offensive firepower, and they're not going to miss too many times when you give them those type of opportunities. And last night they didn't. And unfortunately, those key mistakes were the difference in the game last night.
But again, we talk about how young the team is, though it was a youngster last night. Dean Locus stepping up with his goal and two assists. He's the Calumet kid, isn't he?
He is, yeah, and he's been a real nice surprise. I mean, I guess not a surprise in the sense when you think of he scored 50-plus goals last year, but it was in high school hockey in Michigan. And you know, this is a big jump for him to go from high school hockey to the OHL, but he's fit in nicely and he's made some really good plays. And last night was one of his better games at the OHL level. He looked really comfortable out there, and it was good to see. You know, you need guys like that to step up because, you know, you had T-Bone Codd out of the lineup. You had Ian Phillips out of the lineup who's played well as of late. So when, you know, you can't rely on Josh Bloom, Pavel Minchikov, you know, every night. So a guy like Locus stepping up was big.
Hey, you mentioned Ian Phillips. I think since the last time we talked, he scored his first goal. In fact, he scored a couple of goals since we last talked. Nice to get those first goals in your Ontario Hockey League career.
Yeah, and he's worked hard, too. Like he's one of those guys who's in a supporting role right now trying to find his way in the league. He's actually a third-round pick of the U18 draft, and you only get to pick three times in that draft if you pick a goalie. So he's actually the latest pick to be playing on an OHL roster this year in the whole league. So a good story of perseverance, and he worked hard to make the team. And you know what? He's a good player, and it's unfortunate he got banged up in practice this week. That's why he missed the game last night, and hopefully he'll be back this weekend, but I'm not sure. But he's a good player and a good supporting player, and he's stepped up because he works hard, and that's why he gets the opportunities that he does in front of the net.
And I also think since we last talked, Joey, too, I think, was it last Friday, the Spirit made a trade, picked up Carson Christie for a draft choice?
Yeah, it was last week, and Carson's an interesting story. You know, he's the second-round pick in the 2020 draft. Of course, I would have made 2021 season his first, and that was the COVID year. The OHL didn't play. And in that time, he had wrist surgery. And so he's still waiting to make his OHL debut. But a lot of people like this young man. He's got a lot of skill. He can score. He said 41 goals in U16. So he can definitely put it in the back of the net. And you think about this young group and, you know, just needing a few extra bodies that can put the puck in the net. He's one of them for sure. It's just we're going to have to wait on, you know, when he's ready to go. And then, of course, when he does get back in, he's playing in the OHL for the first time. So patience is a virtue when it comes to his game, because it's going to take him some time to get his feet wet. But when he does, we know he can score.
Let's talk about what's happening with the Spirit the next couple of days. Well, tomorrow and Saturday. In fact, the final games before the Christmas break, and both at home. Nice to have a return to home after four games on the road. So Friday night against Windsor, always tough against those Spitfires. What's going to happen? What do you think with that game is being played? We haven't seen Windsor in a few weeks.
Yeah, you know what? They're a good team. They should be competing here this year for at the top of the division, and they're starting to find their way. We played them at a home-and-home earlier this year, and we swept them, but in two close games, two one-goal hockey games. I think both were 6-5 scores, so wide-open hockey, and I expect to see the same here coming up this weekend. It's what both teams do well. And, you know, for Saginaw, I think the key is just going to be taking care of the puck and helping out their goaltenders a little bit. They hung Tristan Lennox out to dry a couple times last night, and they have really good goaltending on this team with Lennox and Oak. It's just this team has to support them a little bit more.
And on Saturday night, it's a chance to play the Flint rivalry again, this time though on home ice. And this will include Saturday night. Listeners should know that it's one of those special nights that the Spirit will have. What's going on Saturday night?
It's a great night, Charlie. It's one of my favorites in all of hockey. It's the Teddy Bear Toss Night in our partnership with the Jaden Lamb Memorial Foundation. And it basically, for those of you who don't know, it's when the Spirit score their first goal of the game, fans are asked to bring teddy bears or stuffed animals, doesn't have to be a teddy bear, to the arena. And when the Spirit score their first goal of the game, the fans will throw the teddy bear or stuffed animal out onto the ice. And it's a really cool scene. And then those stuffed animals will be collected and donated by the Jaden Lamb Memorial Foundation to local kids that are struggling this time of the holiday. So it's a great endeavor. It's a great event. It's really neat. It's something that's unique to minor hockey and junior hockey. And I really enjoy this one. It's one of my favorites.
You going to toss one from the broadcast booth way up high there?
I'm going to try. It's not easy to get into the arena from up there, but I'm going to try.
Yeah, at least it's a stuffed animal, so if it runs, find somebody, you'll be okay. The game.
Yeah, hopefully Andrew Plate, the trainer, doesn't have to run up there for a torn rotator cuff.
Well, and on that night again, so it's Flint once again, and what we're now after the Spirit kind of owned the first few games in this year's I-75 divide rivalry, Flint's come back, and so we're tied up at 3. Is that the case?
Yeah, it is, and you got to give Flint credit in this regard, is that, you know, in years past when Saginaw's gotten off to that good start against the Firebirds, they haven't been able to find a way. You know, you think back to the 18-19 season when the Spirit won 8 in a row. You know, even the last time we played 19-20, you know, they won a couple games in our building, but they couldn't figure out how to beat us in their building. And so, yeah, you have the Firebirds credit. They've come back and they've pushed us here, and it's 3-3, and you know they got to be feeling pretty confident right now playing us. So these three games are big going into the break. You know, you want to be going into the break feeling good about yourself, and you know, winning these two games could do that. But on the flip side, if you go into the break, you know, losing these three games, and then that would be losing 7 out of 8 going into a 10-game break. You know, that's tough. So these two games are extremely important for not only this stretch, but the outlook of the entire season.
All right. Well, we'll, of course, be listening at 6:50 both Friday and Saturday. But again, these are home games, and so you can get your seat, folks, into the seats at the Dow Event Center. We always send you to SaginawSpirit.com for all the Spirit information, tickets, and more. And Joey will be listening for you and Dennis come Friday and Saturday night. As always, we appreciate your time, sir.
All right, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
For Thursday mornings, it's Ontario Hockey League Talk for our Saginaw Spirit and Joey Botano.